money, though, eh?
Money?
Oh, my word, £20.
Buy the best present for the taskmaster.
Here is £20.
You have 10 weeks.
Your time starts now.
I know exactly what to buy that goon.
So it doesn't say I have to buy it with the £20, does it? So it could be buy the best present for the taskmaster. As in, like, a jeep. And then here's £20.
I think I'll look at Josh's gift next, please.
I've felt we've been getting on very well, Greg.
Yeah, I think it's gone all right.
I thought you'd worry that I'd forget you after this, so I've got a tattoo.
Well, you could have gift wrapped it.
I mean,
is it brilliant?
It's impossible to beat. What are they playing for tonight?
Well, I'm so glad you asked that. Tonight, we've asked them to bring in their best dinner party guest, OK? So whoever brings in the best guest at a dinner party will win the first points of the show.
Okay.
And the winner of the show will win a dinner with those guests.
John?
Well, I think you want someone who's got good stories to tell, someone who's funny, someone who likes food but not, you know, to the point where he's going to eat 48 chicken breasts and 12 eggs while you're having dinner. You want someone who likes a drink but isn't an alcoholic. You want someone you look up to. My guest for the dinner party is that guy.
Aww. Oh, you charmer. I would have bet my life that was going to be a picture of you.
Hi, Doc.
Pigeonhole. Oh, look at that. Got my name on it.
Buy a gift for the taskmaster. You have 20 weeks.
20 weeks?
Cool. It's doable, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. So, 20 quid.
We were supposed to socialise together recently, but he said he was working. So maybe I'll get him a diary so he can plan his time better and not let people down at the last minute.
Can I buy him a range of gifts?
Yes, he can.
Who's the thought?
You've got one more gift left.
Oh, Catherine.
One more from Catherine.
So, what's your name?
Greg.
No.
Yes.
I changed it. I bought you a little square foot of land that entitles you to a lordship, and you are now Lord Greg Davies.
Yes! For 20 quid.
Yes, it's like this weird loophole because you guys are so weird and all like OBEs, they buy that anyway.
It's actually toxic wasteland.
No, it's just a way of exploiting your ridiculous system.
Properly.
It's a way of exploiting the ridiculous system in this
your
country.
Lordship.
Your Majesty. Your Lordship.
Tough, innit?
Oh! Is that for me?
Yes.
Buy a gift for the taskmaster. You have 20 weeks.
Your time starts now.
Thank you. I've got a variety of items. You're from Wem?
I am from Wem.
I bought you a book called The Story of Wem.
Wow, it's that thick.
I know you support Wem Town Football Club.
I didn't know they existed, genuinely.
It's on your Facebook page as one of your likes. And I got you the programme from their biggest ever game. I have got you a vintage bottle from the Wem Brewery. Shrewsbury and
genuinely
Wem Brewery.
Closed down the Wem Brewery.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I went for all my school trips. Yeah. All of them.
And I've brought you a single called Wem. And today, we've asked them to bring in the most interesting autograph on the most interesting vegetable. OK?
Which vegetable did you bring in, and who signed it?
I brought in a yellow courgette. I got a very interesting person's autograph on it. I got yours. I got the task, so I thought, you can't possibly think that, you know, your own signature is anything but the best. So I asked Sarah Pascoe to find you, because I knew she'd see you at the Broadcast Awards that evening.
Yeah.
And she took you a yellow courgette, which you signed.
We can see it here.
She did.
There we go.
Can't really sign your own name, can you?
Your colleague lied to me and told me that I was signing that for charity.
Oh, lice it.
Interestingly, dear. I didn't question that.
I didn't tell her to do that.
No.
She said it was a vegetable raffle.
Would you like me to make a donation to charity on your behalf?
I do, but that's not going to help you here. Pascoe's really let you down.
I'm not going to bother them. Charity.
We've asked them to bring in their best chair.
Oh. Mm. Joe, you're up first. What chair did you bring in for me?
I've sculpted a chair which is your head.
Doesn't look like me.
So the tongue would be like, yeah, like a nice soft cushion.
It's so nice to see my puce-raddled flesh turned into a chair concept, Joe.
Is that chair size?
No, it's actually about that big, what I've made.
But you're committing to make it...
Yes, I will make it into a full chair if it wins.
If it wins? What if it comes mid-range, third?
I've got quite a lot on, Greg.
We're all busy, mate, but I still need to sit down.
We've asked them to bring in, for the prize, the most cash. OK.
Noel.
What I was thinking was, why don't I invent my own currency? So I've invented the note, and I spent a long time painting it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I think I've nailed Alex. Mm. I've given Greg too much neck, sorry.
Oh. How much is it worth?
Can you put a price on how happy we are on our massaging our egos, making us feel good about ourselves? We've both got crushingly low self-esteem.
Haven't you?
For today's prize category, we've asked them to bring in the best thing that they've made themselves.
Ooh.
So it's up to you, as in... not the bandana guy, to choose.
I thought the best thing to do was make what I can only describe as a 4,000-piece jigsaw of Greg's face.
Oh, God. Sorry, I think I just got a boner.
Here it is.
So, in all fairness, it's already taken, and I did top this up this morning, 26 hours. So,
And today's prize task is bring in the most pleasing thing the same size as a cat.
Alice. I've not been channeling the prizes to you enough, I don't think. So I was like, what will Greg want? And I think that we share a love of food. So this is a cat-sized pavlova, which I think you would go headfirst into.
I mean, honest to God, I would just smash my face without even seeing it.
So I just imagine your face nestled in amongst those strawberries, pushing down into the cream, finally the meringue giving
way. Sorry, listen, you're like Asim. You talk a good game. That's just a pavlova. Did you make that pavlova? You've said quite enough.
Alex.
Hello, Asim.
How are you all?
We're all well, thank you, Tim.
Something wrong with that mirror. That's visual gold.
Tell the Taskmaster you love him in the most meaningful way.
You've got half an hour and your time starts now.
In the most meaningful way.
It's not telling, is it, love? It's showing.
Actions speak louder than words, as we know. So I probably have to do something more than just pay lip service to this. So this lovely man here. This lovely man here.
Do we have a keyboard in the house? We don't, do we? Oh, we do.
Listen, Greg. Listen, Greg. Listen, Greg. I love you like Greg's, the bakery. We go together like steak and cheese. We go together like steak and cheese. Yeah, yeah, yo. It's a love letter. No one can love you better. His name is Greg and he's all in my head. He's the taskmaster, beating my heart faster. Tall mother with the ivory hair. I dreamt about this house, now I'm finally here. Just me and you, Greg. In our gorgeous palace. Listen, mate, you've given me the horn like Alex. I might sound crazy like raisins, but Greg Davies, I wanna have your babies. I wanna have your babies. Listen, Greg, I love you like Greg's. The bakery, we go together like steak and cheese.
Tim, I'll tell you this, I am nearly 40 years of age. And I can hand on heart say, and I mean this, outside of my role on the show, the tall motherfucker with the ivory hair, I think is the nicest thing anyone's ever said. It's nice as well, because rap music, you know, got a bit of a history of homophobia and bad vibes, but if this can come out of it, maybe rap's moved on tonight.
And the first prize category for our fledgling competitors is the thing that most people would like to touch.
Rod, let's see the first picture, because there's a series of pictures. It's a journey.
That's the first.
So... OK, so that's you.
Yeah.
How old are you there, about?
About 17?
About 17, yeah. Let's see the next picture.
Okay.
Because I went to the trouble of knocking up a replica of your childhood bear, whose name was?
BT, Blue Ted.
BT, Blue Ted. And I know how much you enjoyed touching.
I should explain for anyone who doesn't understand.
Yeah, that, please explain. Greg,
When I was a teenager during a particularly unfulfilling frisky period in my life, I did have relations with a bear that my mother had made for me.
We can see sort of the area that you were interested in.
The horrible thing is, I don't know what happened to BT. It could still be around.
I think we all know what happened to BT.
It's time for Series 8's very first prize task. And for this, we've asked them each to bring in the most powerful smell.
Blue. Pressure is off.
Great. So I brought in Greg Davies all over your neck. and it's...
Wow, I mean that.
And it's cologne. Of your lovely scent, which I did compliment you.
You said
on.
To me.
I said to you. What did I say? What did I say? First time I met her. What did I say?
Greg Davies smells amazing.
Yeah.
She actually said amazing. Oh, I'm making you win now. Yeah. But you, she did say that.
She's I did. Say
she's played you.
I know.
Yeah, of course she did.
I got it made in a special shop, and I said, "Is there any flowers that are named Greg or David?" And they said, "There's one called St. David," so they popped that in.
I think it genuinely does smell nice, and I like the backstory.
Yeah?
What a lovely perfume you've brought in.
Party time.
Taskmaster brew. Taskmaster brew.
Make the best ventriloquist dummy.
and be chatted up by it. A walk in the park for me, another day at work.
No seductive ventriloquist dummy wins.
You have 30 minutes and your scene must last no longer than 30 seconds.
Your time starts now. Hello, beautiful lady. Hello? What is your name? My name is Sean. Oh, I like you very much. Would you like some flowers? For me? Thank you. You are very beautiful. You make my tongue swell. I got. Wow. Thank you. And I kiss you? Yeah, you can kiss me. That was seductive, wasn't it?
Right, yeah.
I can only apologise.
No, I mean, don't need to apologise to me. I'm delighted to have my image used in such a way. Where you lost me was, and I think I wrote it down here, you're very beautiful, you've made my tongue swell. Right, so let's get today's prize task happening, please.
Certainly. And today the contestants have brought in the best face.
Ian.
I've brought my onesie from home.
Here it is.
What I don't like the idea of is if you were naked underneath that and you unzipped it.
I'm not naked underneath that. I've got other things.
Oh, yeah? What have you got?
Yeah, I've got
two little tongues.
No, I've got I've got a t-shirt, mate.
Really nice. Happy with this?
You can do like whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I've got So this is the whole package.
Oh, well, that is. I mean, it is quite light material, isn't it? You really are.
Yeah,
really are bobbling around in there.
There we go. You've seen all five.
Well, that is incredible.